Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment, and it is my honor, as always, to have those that come to us. I welcome them into the space, and it is with gratitude that I welcome them and I thank them. And Bran, I thank you for coming to Threads of Enlightenment to help us to become better human spirits by way of hearing your story, participating in your journey and learning from you as you have overcome and so forth. And so I want to welcome you to Threads of Enlightenment and thank you so much for presenting. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ken. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here and to share with everyone my journey.
Excellent. As is our custom, Bran, I want you to tell them about your creation because I believe that our creation is a byproduct of our journey. I want you to talk to them about what you have created.
Wow, that's thank you, Ken. Thank you. Well, I've created, especially in the last few years, I've created a lot. Let's go back 4 or 5 years. I was kind of guided to create an audiobook. And you know, with all book in the history of the world, it's, you know, all the writers, all the creators really knew they had to create them. It was like that for me. It was 5 years ago. I was like, there is something I need to create. What is it? And I didn't know it was going to be a book. And I even didn't know it was going to be an audio. It's specifically audiobook because I'm used to working with audio and I'm a musician since the age of 15. And it wasn't coming together that quickly or anything. I really had to take my time and see what I was going to put in the book. It was very precise. I had to really day by day, okay, this is it. Okay, the next day I wake up, okay, that's it. And so day by day, it took about, I'm not going to be kidding you. It took about 9 months of me every day sitting down and realizing what I need to put in the book. Anyway, recording, and then after I did that, the recording process started, and that didn't come together for about another 6 months or 7 months or so.
Yeah.
And so it was a very delicate thing. I never faced. I'm used to creating, but I never faced anything like that. And it was challenging and it was rewarding at the same time. And I was being asked in a way to take special care when creating it. Anyway, so that's the audiobook. There was the website and the podcast starting in 2020. My podcast called Be Energy Aware Podcast. And it was kind of, again, same thing as with the book. There was something after the book that I needed to do. And it was, okay, it's the podcast. All of a sudden, it wasn't even, I didn't think of it as my idea in the first place. It got suggested to me. And I was like, okay, so this is what I need to do next.
Yeah.
So the book, the podcast, and I've been helping people for the last 10 years because of so much experience and so much that I've learned on my journey. And I've been teaching guitar for the last 20 years. So there were things that came and I just really followed the signs.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, that's it. This is what I need to do. You know, for anyone who doesn't have the inner guidance or just the real connection with themselves, it's hard to sometimes listen to those signs and do what's needed, especially in this case, because this wasn't, okay, let's do it, you know, and it came right away. It actually took years for it to come out.
Yes.
All of these things in my website. And so, you know, the creation is the website. The creation are the classes that I'm teaching, the audiobook, the podcast. Should I add anything else? No, I think that's about it. Music. That's what I can add. And this music has been in the works for the last almost 30 years. And and it's some of the songs that are going to be put out there in the world are actually going to come out during the next 5 years or so. And some of them have been planted as seeds when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. And now they're, and I always wondered why, you know, it takes, They're not supposed to come out sooner, or they take some of them take longer to take shape. And
Yes.
it's been almost 30 years with some of them, and they're finally starting to come out. So anyway, feel free to ask any more questions, but
No,
this is
that's
my,
good. That's good. I think, Bran, I think it's deposited as a seed, and like any seed, needs to germinate. It needs life in some cases, circumstances in your life to begin to germinate, and one day to just blossom. I understand that about. I wrote a book called Blueprint of Fate, and I wrote that phrase down. Blueprint of Fate, and I was like, it sounds nice, and I actually didn't know what is going to be. I just had it there, and it was several years later, I would say about 3 years later, that phrase turned out to came out as a book out of a few situations that started to happen in my life 3 years later. So you never know. Sometimes some things are seed, and some things are to give birth right away. But I love the stuff that you're talking about, because it's important to never ever give up. I don't want to say just don't give up on things. Just allow things to happen. You mentioned something, Brand, that I've been telling people in the last several podcasts. I would say the last 6 months or so, I've been telling people that one of the things that I see as I am interviewing more and more people and digging deeper within myself is that we all need a statement of fate. I call it, or a mission statement, or which guides us. Like you had the music. The thought of a book, and you put it there, you thought about it, and once you had deposited inside of you, you naturally will then take the corresponding action to bring that to pass. And so, if you ask some of these kids when they're going to college, what do you want to do? I don't know, because they haven't found their mission statement yet. Some of them will say, I know exactly what I want to do. I want to be a doctor. Then he or she will do the necessary steps that it takes to become a doctor. But several years later, there's proof of this stuff that they've grabbed kids, and those that have a mission statement or a goal written, they achieve those things. And those that I don't know yet through life, I don't know yet. So, Brandon, I just wanted to take you back now. Talk to me about your family life, because this is what I like to talk about. And as far as how we are programmed, I believe we are all programmed by imperfect people, people who are traumatized due to circumstances that happened to them. And they're still walking in some ways. Our parents are walking through this. I had to walk through this. Talk to me about some of those programs that guided your life, the first half of your life, as they say, or first part of your life.
Of course, yes. I'm happy to share. Although those would not be, my first memories are really, really happy memories. In a happy time in the 80s and last century, the 80s of 20th century. And so I was not so much aware that my father was traumatized. And to me, I was just, he was, my mom used to say, he's like a god to you. I remember those words. So I was very attached and I looked up to my dad. But when I look back, my dad was a very angry man that couldn't control himself, and he was very strict. And he would just burst out like a volcano with no warning at any time. And so that kind of shape sh started shaping me out as I started growing up. So that was the first thing that really that I remember that really influenced me, the way how my father was. And so yeah, that still shows today. But it was later I realized it was a gift. So That was the first thing. So
Mm-hmm.
the programming, we can talk about the programming later that I realized and so on. But it was more of a gift, and I'm going to explain a bit later how it was a gift and how I've used it in my life.
Yeah.
The next thing that happened, I was 12 years old. The war happened in my country, in my home country, in Eastern Europe. So when any person at that age that experiences war firsthand, I mean that's going to be, a mark has been left. And you try to put yourself back together, reclaim your wish to live, your will to live, and reclaim pieces of yourself that somehow got shattered. And then once I got myself back together enough, my parents got divorced. And me being attached to my dad that much, that was a really tough one for me to handle, because he left and I was left. I felt like I was on my own, although I lived with my mom and my brother. I felt like I was on my own, and that's where guitar and music came into my life, and that really saved me.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm a musician too, and I know how music means to an individual once you once it grabs hold of you. I was going to say once you grab hold of it, but once it grabs hold of you, it is a powerful force to have in your life, because it does assist you through times that are dark and help you out as much as any friend can. I get it. As a musician, I love it, man.
I'm sure you get it. Yeah, musicians get it right away. Yes, I would say it was and it remains a guiding light in my life. And so going back to the upbringing with a pretty much a tyrannic parent, and then having all of those things happen, war and divorce, and then music comes. And so I just grabbed onto the guitar and I played day and night. I couldn't let go of the guitar. I just couldn't and didn't want to. So in 1 or 2 years, I played already at a professional level. I recorded in studios. I made my own music. I played in bands. I performed in my teenage years, in still in high school, when I was still in high school. And so, and again, I wasn't letting go. I wasn't letting go. And I had a lot of anger because of what I perceived was injustice done to me at that age. I couldn't see it as anything else at that time, because I was fighting for my life, basically. So I used, because I was hanging on to the guitar, so it gave me a reason to fight for. So I was protecting it. I was protecting my time with it. I was protecting being creative with it. And I wasn't gonna let anything or anyone touch that, interfere with that, stop that in any way. And so I used the anger from all the perceived injustices to propel me forward. So when someone would come my way and suggest something that would probably at that, so in a nutshell, at a young age, I was very determined. I knew who I was. I know what my values were. I know what I was fighting for. And so you couldn't move me out of the way. You couldn't point me left or right. I was just going straight forward, and nothing was going to stop me. Anyway, feel free to ask more questions.
That's a good trait to have, though, I think, Brand, because it can make your journey less painful, I guess. I mean, not even that, because everyone's journey has a degree of pain. What I would say is less drifting away, in the sense where you're more driven to achieve things than allowing things to just drift you all over the place. You're more focused on accomplishing or accomplishments of things and getting to a task, whatever that task is. And so I think that's a beautiful, powerful trait to have, because it does, I hate to say it, but it does save you from a lot of crazy stuff. it can.
I agree, because I saw my, classmates, friends, and my generation go through a lot of things, and yeah, they were taken by surprise, and they just lost their way. Many of them, especially musicians that I knew back then, they don't play guitar today. They don't do music and things like that. So yes, I believe you are right. You're quite right. So that moved me forward. But that wasn't the, it would have been, to me at that time, would have been great that I was able to make a career out of it or be successful with it at that time. I was living in a small Eastern European country where you couldn't really do music as a career unless you played a certain type of music that people over there like, that I was not a fan of. I really was not into that music, the local type of folk music, if you will. It's a very specific kind of music. So I had to eventually make my way out of there. And that was not an easy task. And if I hadn't been driven like I was, and really fighting for what I believed in, I would not get out of there. I would not be able to get out of there and change my surroundings and have a chance to create all this today, to be creating in the last 20, 30 years, and then have the chance to present it to the world, to the people of the world, in such a way that I am able today.
I think you're focusing on a tremendous, powerful aspect of personal growth that I think people sometimes, and again, I alluded to it, you have to have that inner statement, that thing that will drive you, Brandy. It's a personal thing that you say within yourself. I want this. And when you couple that with the degree of focus that you have, tell me what can stop you. I mean, I don't know if there's anything that can really stop you if you have those two components within yourself, that piece that you want to accomplish, and then you do whatever it takes to get to make sure that you accomplish it. Like you said, you knew you had to move location to accomplish that. And then you took the corresponding action to make it happen. And when you have that combination, I tell people, you have to have them both. You can't just, have a wish and not do something. You got to have that deep desire and then that corresponding action to make it happen. And so you switched over, you move. And of course, when you make the move, I tell people, when you start your journey, it is personal growth and self-develop is not for lazy people. It's not for lazy people. You can't be lazy and want to grow personally. It demands a degree of training, a degree of sacrifice, a degree of pain, but it's pleasurable pain. It don't look like it at that time, but I guarantee you, when you sit down a couple of years later, you go, "Wow, I'm glad I went through that," because it's made you. It's given you a degree of knowledge, wisdom, understanding that is powerful to take you to the next level.
Yes, exactly. And it didn't just happen that, oh, I just said, I'm gonna move away from here or anything like that. There was a chain of events that led to that, because I was just put in this again into the situation where I needed to make the best decision for myself, and that was the best decision. I remember having my last band in my hometown, back in my hometown, that it just, we created an album, we toured our home country, and the band broke up because of petty reasons and things like that, and I just couldn't. It was the last thing that really. After that, I really said, "Well, I have to get out of here. I can't stay." And I didn't right away get out of my home country. I first moved to the capital of country and my country, and then to the capital city. But before moving, even a more hard time set in, and I had to start. I didn't have to. So I'm going to rephrase that. I decided to start teaching guitar because I needed to help my family out. And so again, then I realized, oh, I have this teaching gift. And that is very rare, that the kind of teaching gift that I have. And so I realized that back then I must have been in my early 20s. And I said, oh, this is, I didn't know. And I remember teaching people, and I said, I didn't know I had this. And again, it was, again, a chain of events. And so when I moved away from my hometown into a bigger city, I was actually a dedicated teacher, guitar teacher, who was still creating music and trying to get music projects and bands again together, a band together, and making my way. Again, being there for, I don't know how many years, not too long, 2-3 years at the most, and then I left my home country. I didn't come to Canada right away, but again, a chain of events, one after another, eventually led me here, where in Canada I thought I was going to do music from the start. It seemed like it was everything else but music.
Yeah.
And this is where this, you know, you're saying personal growth and how much it takes. It does take that much.
Yeah.
It really does. You know yourself, I'm sure. It really does take that much. So what I did here, you know, in Canada was a lot of inner work, personal growth, and a lot of self-discovery. And I remember somewhere in the middle of it, I thought to myself, well, I guess I'm lucky that I didn't become successful with music in my 20s because I wouldn't probably be able to handle it well.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful. So I'm grateful that there's a time delay in all of this. Because now I feel like a complete person, person that, it's just another way of being, another way of doing things. And it's healthy and it's gentle and it's just doing things the right way. I can only say that. And now I feel I am in a place where I can give my gifts to the world, all of these creations, and continue just basically for the rest of my life doing the work that I'm doing. There's nothing else that I'm supposed to do. This is it. And there are so many rewards, and it's so fulfilling. And so I'm mostly looking forward for the music to finally come out, because it's been almost 30 years with all of that. And now I'm not just a musician in the world, because, you know, I remember when I started out with music, I thought I was just a musician. And then the teacher came out, and then the healer came out. So I needed the teacher and the healer to finally start doing music the way it's supposed to be done.
Supposed to be done by me. The music, when it's done from that space, Brand, it is able to accomplish much more than if it was not coming from that space. Because when you play it from that space, you're playing it as all of those, as a healer, as a teacher, versus just playing it as a musician. You know, I think the music becomes more palatable for someone to digest, that can take them places that a musician can't take them. But a teacher and a healer playing a music as a musician also can take them to a different place, because it's coming from a different space. It's coming with all that force and energy that is just overwhelming. That so your time will come, man, as far as those, because I think what's happening is that you are just becoming a vessel by which, when the music, as you progress and get a deeper insight as to who the additional parts of you are, you know, that when that music shows up, that's going to be some powerful things that will come out of there, because you listen to some music and you know it came from someplace special, you know. And I think that's sounds like what's happening to you, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. Thank you for this. You know the thing about music is that, you know, life was happening the way it was happening, and what I always wished for was just to have good conditions, life conditions for doing music that would support that. And it's finally getting there slowly. But what I want to say is, let's say my, well, it's not my only, there are websites that contain the previous music that I made in my back in my home country that I'm sure people will discover with time. But my, that what I'm going to be doing from now on, came out, started coming out only 2 years ago. And so some music experiments, like I call them, and then I didn't even thought it was going to be an album again. And those are instrumental guitar songs and all kinds of different creations that kind of piled up throughout the last 10 years or so. But that's not all. Sometimes when people hear your music, they say, okay, oh, I know what he's doing or she's do what she's doing, and that's the kind. That's not what's going on with me. This was just something just to start creating in this new way for the rest of my life. And I believe I'm going to have a very long life, and I'm going to create a lot of music, and that's not just going to be what you can hear on the album from 2 years ago. There's going to be singing and songs, and my long-term vision is to actually, probably it's going to be in my late 50s or 60s when I'm going to have my orchestra as a composer, maybe even conductor, and create music. So there's going to be a huge, let's say, body of work that people of different backgrounds, different music tastes will be able to relate to in some way, but not to think that what I'm doing now is it. It's going to keep evolving and keep changing. I'm just getting started.
I think as an individual, and I know as a musician, and we see that in regular musicians and stuff like that, as they grow and change, people try to keep them in this box that they created because they were playing this music and they're familiar with them when they're playing this type of music. And as they began to expand and go into different things, they respond in ways that stun me. Like they expect that person just to play one type of music and never grow as an individual. I think that's selfish of an audience to type to try to put that on someone and demand that kind of garbage. It really upsets me when I talk about it, because you are saying to that person, we don't want you to grow. And I think that is such a selfish thing. Like I said, it irks me and I don't want to go there, man. But
No, I
it's
get
one
it.
of my pet peeves with people when it comes to musicians and artists. The very fact that they are a musician or an artist demands that that person is all about experimenting and going beyond the normal living. And Brian, I always tell people, to me, what normal is that invisible line by which they try to keep us controlled. And I just hate the terminology normal, because no one has been able to explain to me what that means. And so if you can't explain what it means, so why do you keep trying to keep me there? You know what I'm saying? So, but the very fact that someone is an artist is someone who's all about creating new things. And I think as you grow as an individual, as you get deeper, as you learn more about you, your music will change to express your newness of who you are as you continue to grow. And so, yeah, when you're 50, it's going to be definitely different than where you're at today. It's expected if you are still playing the same kind of music. It's just not, you haven't grown, have you?
Yeah, exactly. And so, right now I feel my voice is starting to come out, and I didn't start singing until I was in my 20s. And so it's been about, almost about 20 years of working on the voice for it to finally come out the way it's supposed to come out. Again, it wasn't up to me. It just wasn't the time. So again, I have to follow what feels right for me, and I don't know what I'll be creating and when and how. I just know I will be creating, and I'm going to continue to create for the rest of my life.
Awesome. Brand, I want you to talk about some of those things. I know that we all have to overcome some of these things. What were some of those challenges that you created in your life with your thought pattern that you noticed and that you had to sit down and have a conversation with those belief systems and work your way through to overcome them or to take control over them and to move on? What were some of those that you had to, because of maybe your father and the fact that you grew up in a war situation, what were some of those thoughts that you had to overcome, Brian?
Well, again, everyone's story is so different and specific and unique. You know, for me, when you ask this question, what first comes is, in terms of thoughts, I guess blaming others for my perceived misfortune at an earlier age, especially blaming my father. And so the challenges that people face in terms of going through life and all the adversity, it after war and my parents getting divorced, that was the end of the world for me. You know, so nothing is worse than that. And so nothing really shook me that much as those things. And so I'm not saying it was not challenging to go through other things and face them. It was. But comparing to those when I was very, very young, they were not. Believe me, they were not. But let me just talk about the judgment and basically not taking responsibility for myself and for my choices and for my actions. It was at the end of my 20s, towards the end of my 20s, and I was already away from home, far away from home. I was realizing that I'm hanging on to a lot of things that I'm not supposed to, and they're not doing me any good. They're actually affecting my health. It felt like a huge burden on my shoulders, and I started looking like much older at the end of my 20s. I was like, what's going on here? What am I supposed to do? I am fighting. I'm doing what I'm supposed to doing. I'm fighting for music. I'm on my path. I'm sure I am, but what's going on? And so my body was giving me signals, and I thought, okay, so, and I remember meeting, as always, we have people come into our lives and give us messages. And so there was this one person, and she said, well, Brian, you really have to change this and that. You cannot go on like this. And I thought, well, she's right. And so what happened then is forgiveness came into my life. I had to forgive my father. I had to at least start forgiving. And that's when the world of healing and self-development opened up. Once I was willing to forgive, this whole world opened up, and then I started doing healing and inner work, and I realized, okay, so this is what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And it was the hardest thing. You running away from home, basically, in a way, running away from the past, running away from my father and everything that happened back in my home country, and then realizing I'm taking it all with me wherever I go.
Yeah.
I had to do something to really dissolve that, to make my life easier, to let go of those burdens. And that's how it went. Anyway, yes.
Well, that's good, though, that you you were aware of those things at that age. A lot of people, Brian, are not aware of those things at that age. I think they hide behind running into work, into busyness of stuff that they don't take the time to investigate why is this there. And as you were talking about the forgiveness piece, I tell a story, I remember the story, that, and I keep telling them forgiveness and anger and all these things that I say to people, those are energy that if we don't learn how to manage them, they will manifest in our bodies somehow, because it's powerful energy that we have, and it needs to dissipate. If it doesn't, it'll go in and it'll cause, like you said, you started looking older. I saw this woman, arthritis was in her hands. And when I talked to her about forgiveness, she told me I will never forgive her husband who was dead, Bran. He was dead years. And she said, I will never forgive him. And I was looking at her and I couldn't understand, but she would not forgive him. But and I wrote in my book that forgiveness, that place of forgiveness, as you learn to forgive people and release all of those energy, eventually you'll learn how to forgive yourself, and you'll be looking at yourself and say to yourself, you know, I forgive myself for some of these decisions that I made and places I find myself in life. It's that's why I said to you, man, personal growth is not for lazy people or weak people. There's this fortitude, this determination that you want to be in a different place that makes you want to move. And if you don't want that, Brent, I don't see how people are going to move.
There is no other way. Exactly like you said, Ken, you're absolutely right. You know, once I forgave my father, then I realized there's a lot more work I need to do to forgive myself for some of my choices in life. And you know, today I'm searching myself right now. I really don't have any regrets because I've let go. I really let go. I really forgave, and it took many more years to forgive myself for some of those things. That was the hardest. I believe that was the hardest of all. Yeah, of all of it, yes.
I think so, too. I think because we are taught to forgive other people, but we never, no one ever teaches us how to forgive ourselves. It is something that we have to find out on our own, I guess, in some cases, because I had to do the same thing. I've never heard someone say to me, forgive yourself and forgive yourself. And now there are more teachers that are saying it than they used to. And so I didn't know anything about forgiving myself until I was in my own personal hurricane and realized that a lot of that wind and spinning and all of that stuff was a result of me not forgiving myself. And so I had to learn, and it was painful. It took a long time to do it. And once I did, it freed me up so much so, Brand, that if someone comes to me and they offend me in another way, it doesn't even bother me anymore like it used to, because I'm much more I have more empathy. I have more. I'm calmer, man. You know, where I'm not on edge all the time, and it doesn't offend me like it would before, because I've gone through the process of forgiving myself, and I don't take a lot of garbage seriously like I would before. It's not necessary.
Exactly. So you have come to a realization that you know, when they say it, it's nothing personal. They're just struggling with themselves and with their own traumas or their parents' traumas, basically. And you know, they haven't forgiven. They're just suffering, basically.
Yes.
And you don't take it personally because you remember, oh, I used to be maybe like that or similar, and you know what they're going through, and now that that doesn't affect you so much.
Yeah, it's a place of peacefulness. If there's a word I can describe it with, is that's it. You're much more in a state of peace, calm, and all of those other things. That when you come to that place of forgiving yourself, because it's a painful journey, but it's a beautiful journey. It's a necessary journey for me, Brand, life tastes has a flavor to it now that didn't have before, because I went through all of that. There's a flavor to life that you can look at a tree and hear the wind and the blowing, even a car horn sounds beautiful sometimes. Life just has a different flavor, I think, when you've gone through that.
Exactly. And what you're just describing is when you're at that peaceful place, when you We can put it this way, I think. Cleanse yourself out of all those things, then you're able to be more present and enjoy just about anything.
Anything.
Everything, yes, really.
And life, and that's where we want to. People that you guys are listening to, Brian and I talk, and his story is a powerful journey. And I want you guys to get into his space, get into his podcasts, get into his books, his audio books, get into his lessons, his workshop, get into his energy, because as you are listening to us, that he can impart some of that wisdom, some of the knowledge, some of the tools that he utilized, bring him from there to here, where he is now in a space that he's able to create and be constantly creating as he grows. And so it is a great place to be. Bran, I want to thank you for coming and exposing and opening up your heart to us in such a gentle way. And it is my hope that the audience will get in touch with you so that you can guide them and walk with them and let them know that they're not alone, that you're here with them. You can they can touch you, they can talk to you, they can experience your wisdom and your knowledge. Thank you, Brand, for coming by, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you so much. Yes, anyone can get in touch anytime. Feel free. I'm here, and this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm here to be of service.
That's it. I think it is. I tell people it is a gift. It is a reward. To me, I look at it, Brent, as a reward. As once you walk through your journey, the reward of that is that you become a servant and you serve people through the presentation of your books, your classes, your music, those things that you have that guided you, and once you came through, you're now able to serve. It's an honor to be there, because the joy that it brings us, the servants, when we serve people, to see that smile on their face, when they get that the insight that we are able to impart into them. Isn't it something else, Bran, when you see that smile in that face, man? It
Yes,
is,
there's nothing
it's
like it. It's a
nothing.
great honor. You're right. It's a great honor and it's a privilege. It really is.
So thank you guys, and I ask that you touch base with Bran and let him take you to that next level so you and I can become better human spirits while we occupy this beautiful, beautiful space called Earth. Bran, thank you.